Pretend you're really into what I'm saying, though. That'd be cool. Just look in, like, admiration.
Welcome to Now Room, a show that takes us girls inside the mind of the opposite sex by going straight to the source. Welcome to Mailroom, a show that takes us girls inside the mind of the opposite sex by going straight to the source. In each episode, we'll be sitting down with three different types of guys to give us their perspectives, translate our texts, and provide some tribal knowledge on their elusive species. Hey everyone, I'm your messenger, Mindy, and like a lot of you, completely confused by modern dating. That said, it will definitely be a lot of fun figuring it out together. In today's episode, Let the Games Begin, it definitely seems that finding the right person feels like a sprint or a marathon at times. Just when you start to let your guard down or throw out that extra text, the expectations come and the games begin. All right, guys, so I'm gonna have you go around, say your name, age, what you do, and the type of guy that you think that you are.
Okay, I'm James, I'm 45, I'm a producer, and I would say I'm probably an old-fashioned romantic.
I'm already in love. So. My name's Charles Conroy, I'm 32. I work in sports broadcasting. And the type of dating guy I am, I guess my ex-girlfriends would say I'm a great time most of the time.
My name is Brett Joseph, I'm 34 years old. I work in real estate by day and New York City nightlife by night. So I guess a lot of girls would say I'm the exciting date.
Do you think that women can date like men?
I mean, a lot of female friends I know, and you guys can feel free to chime in here, but have like 3 to 4 dates a week with potentially 3 to 4 guys a night, or guys a week. And
guys at night? Those are busy friends you got.
No, guys a week. And I think that's just sort of the app culture that we live in, right? I mean, availability is just right there.
I think they can date like men, but do they really want to date like men?
Do they really want everyone knowing that they're dating like men? I mean, if they're doing it kind of, you know, on the sly, and
Yeah. Especially
the guys that they're dating don't know about each other, you know, does that make it better?
I think sometimes there's a misconception that girls are always attached when they date or hook up with a guy. And a lot of cases, depending on their life stage, they don't want to just be with you. They could just have a good time too. So what do you guys think about that? Do you think that women can be transactional if it's authentic? Or are you saying it's...
I mean, maybe once or twice.
Transactional is like we've
once or twice.
Uber.
No. If women, you know, have a closer attachment to their emotions than we do, right? So if they have sex once or twice, they can do it, have fun. But are they really going to enjoy it properly if they don't have an emotional connection?
What if they don't like the guy? They might just not even want to.
Then why sleep with the guy?
I don't know.
Same reason you guys would sleep with girls, right?
Yeah,
I sleep with a girl I didn't like.
What? Okay, I think plenty of women, I'm proud to say, have used me for my body and moved on.
And it's probably hard for them to move on.
After you know, and
only
I think
after that third time.
I think women are like men in that regard, that there's, you know, a desire there. And I think in our heads as guys, we're like, oh, every girl's like a snowflake.
Which head?
She's over the top one. But she, you know, they've only had sex with 2 or 3 guys. Like, it's, you know, sex is a natural thing. And I think women have explored their bodies just like men have.
Brett, what do you think over there? Having a deep thought?
I mean, I try not to distinguish too much between, you know, guys and girls in general in life.
Wow.
You are equal opportunity.
Brett is the exciting date.
What about you guys and the type of girls that you like? How would you rank these few things in order? Looks, depth, drive, and sweetness.
I think depth for me is number one. You have to be with this person for multiple hours a day, and they don't have depth. There's no amount of looks in the world that I think can overcome just boredom.
Mm-hmm. Is this long term we're asking, or is this for a night?
Just where you guys are now. So would you go depth, looks?
I mean,
easy.
I think depth and sweetness, I think, is nice. I think depth is you can have a conversation and, you know, have more of a meaningful lifestyle, and then, you know, sweetness. I mean, I prefer my women to be more feminine. So I think.
So none of you guys are saying looks first.
Oh, you're right.
For real.
There has to be physical attraction.
The only girl that there has to be
physical attraction.
Okay. But, so can we be honest in the ranking? Like,
no, I'm being honest in the ranking because looks fade.
Like, so
if I'm looking for in my time of life, I'm looking for something that's more meaningful. I mean, yeah, would I like to be, I mean, I've got to have a physical attraction, of course, but am I going to look for the looks first? Absolutely not. Look,
do you date models? Who dates models? Raise your hand.
Not anymore.
What do you mean by date?
I date models, I don't know if they date me back, you know, kind of thing.
Do you guys know the area code game?
What's the area code game?
So it's, first digit is face, 1 through 9. Second digit is would you not, 0 is no, 1 is yes, and third digit is body. So ideally, you're like a 919 if you're at your best. And then, like you mentioned, maybe you are really a 403, but at the end of the night, you have a few more lover boys and you become a
919. 403 is pretty brutal.
So you're 806, 816.
So was it face?
Face. Yes or no, and body.
It sounds really super.
Girls can play it too.
Oh yeah.
I think a pretty face is
that what you girls do?
Important.
Maybe.
Body,
no comment.
I think body would be more important to me than face.
Really? I strongly disagree.
Sure, I mean, well, I mean, you can. But it's like, it's for me, she has to be athletic.
Yeah, but you can work out and change one's body, like. If your face,
yeah, but you could turn the lights off and change one's face.
If your face is not great, your face is not great.
Right, but if you have a strong connection with someone and they're athletic and look after themselves.
Yeah, but if you have a strong connection with someone, they have a beautiful face, you can get them a gym membership.
I'd like a girl that's confident. However she looks, if she's confident, that's attractive. Confident, fun, she's got to be intelligent. And I'd like her to be feminine. But if she's got a great job and she's kicking ass during the day, amazing. When she comes home, I'd like her to be feminine, to be honest.
I think you nailed it. Work is a huge part of my life and something I'm very focused on. And having someone that maybe doesn't work, and I've dated girls that are great girls but don't work. And when you come home, there's just not a lot to talk about. So drive to me is important. I know a woman wants, you know, drive in the man that she's dating.
Sure.
You know, there's these ideals, like what you guys said is obviously sounds like a perfect woman, right, with all these things. And I've dated girls from all different sides of the spectrum. I find it hard to, for at least me, pinpoint these specific qualities that are a must-have or, you know, a deal-breaker that, because, you know, I'm flexible and they've all had somewhat, but, and I'll be, this is just me being completely frank and honest here, because, like, I'm not proud of it. It's something kind of subconscious, but I have, like, a weird attraction to crazy. Like, they just, like, they're all freaking
like
nuts.
Like, what level of crazy? Like, a lot of cats?
I feel like your level of crazy and our level of crazy are different levels of crazy.
So you like drama?
I don't know. That's the thing. I'm so drama-free that it's, like, almost like they sneak in there with this little bit that's almost interesting at the time. And then the next thing I know, like, they have their two cats in my apartment with, like, their bags, and they haven't left in 2 weeks. It's like, wait.
Do you like to be the hero? Does that make you feel good? Like, there's nothing wrong with it, but maybe that's...
So, like, I don't want to be that. I'm not trying to save anybody. I'm not trying to go look for a damsel in distress, but like, it just tends to be that, whether it be the damsels in distress that, like, you know, are not so overt about it, or whether it be, you know, just somebody that really has this mission to find a husband and like needs to be loved, like whatever it is, there's always just like a little bit of aggression behind it and a little bit of things that I can't justify a sane person to do.
I mean, I would say all three of us seem to agree in like some level of traditional gender norms. And I think as men, you always want to be there to be supportive. And even if they're not a damsel in distress, it doesn't mean they have to be a complete mess and not have their life together. But you want to be the support system for the person you're mm-hmm. seeing.
Yeah.
And as a man, I think you should be.
Texting may have single-handedly killed or helped your game. But for us, it's a psychological minefield. Each episode, we take our favorite texts that you submit and get our esteemed panel of gents to translate them. Okay, guys, so here's the first text. I'm gonna try to do a guy's voice and then the girl's.
Oh, nice.
Full disclosure, I'm still up having a
guy's
good
voice?
Time with the boy. Yeah, doesn't it sound good?
It sounds
accurate. What are you doing? Am I coming over or what? And then she doesn't answer. I know it's late, but how are you doing? She writes back, I'm wonderful. I doubt you're feeling the same. I'm actually feeling all right. What are you doing? Just went to dinner, now back at home. You? Yeah, nice. Fancy a drink. That would be something you would say in your accent. Let me know as I'm making plans for the night. Would very much like to see you. She responds, hey, sorry, not tonight. I'm in my pajamas. Another night? Sad face. He writes back, pajamas sound sexy. What about I bring over some snacks and we hang out in your pajamas? Come on, I know you have no excuses. I'll provide all the tasty snacks.
Wow. Oh. All
right, this is the end of it. She writes
brutal.
Back, yeah, look, not tonight.
Feel the desperation.
What a dick this guy is.
That's actually one of the things she writes.
Cool.
He writes, she writes back, yeah, look, not tonight. Maybe we can go to dinner during the week.
She's still engaging this guy.
Yeah, she maybe she's
and
hungry.
She wants that dinner.
Yeah.
Look, so what kind of snacks?
Look, I think you might be having a bad day. And some Ben and Jerry's and alternative snacks will make it better.
Alternative snacks?
He's proposing the ultimate foursome.
So you've done that. Honestly, I'd like to hang out with you. Nothing implied. She writes back, desperation doesn't look good on you, babe.
Oh, finally.
Oh, nice.
That guy needed that text 3 texts ago.
True.
Yeah.
He ends it with, I feel like we know each other well enough for me to bring over some Ben and Jerry's. Ben and Jerry's.
This guy loves Ben and Jerry's.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that was his last desperate move.
He's watched way too many rom-coms.
This guy is texting 5 girls at the same time.
With the same offer?
Tell that guy to trot on.
What this guy is
Or even worse, that's his only option.
Yes.
Or actually, you know what? If I was a chick, what I would do is I would milk the shit out of this.
You maybe go for Haagen-Dazs?
Some toppings, for sure.
You're like, if you're really committed, yeah. Seamless it to me.
No, yeah. Send over, but yeah, I would
here's my Venmo.
I think this guy was clearly day drinking with his buddies.
Right.
As he drank, shockingly, he got a little bit hornier, and he hit probably, as you said, 4 or 5 chicks, and then as they probably told him to screw off, he willed it down to the one girl that kept responding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She should have cut him off way before.
I'm gonna give you guys the finale, too. He then says, let's watch Disney movies and eat popcorn, try another food group, and then...
That line usually works.
He gets
Disney movies.
That's one of your usual? She writes, I hate Disney movies and popcorn.
Oh, then fuck her.
And then he writes, me too. What's your address?
Me too. Yeah, hate that. Terrible
What's
idea.
What's your address?
She writes back, I do like nice dinners and red wine, though. And he writes, well, let's line one up later in the week after a night of snacks and movies.
This guy
is killing me. He is so persistent.
Clearly, this guy is marriage material, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
But the problem is, and I will kind of play devil's advocate here, is enough girls have caved in and fallen for that where he keeps doing it.
The girl's trying to steer it a different way. If you liked a girl and sure, you had a couple drinks and you try to have fun and she steers it to let's go to dinner instead. If you like the girl, are you going to like actually follow through and try a different method? Or are you...
You're thinking like gelato.
Yeah. Of course, yeah. I mean, if she obviously likes the guy, she's saying she wants to go for dinner. I was like, great, let me book a nice restaurant, get a sexy dress ready, get some heels ready. I'm gonna send a car for 7.
It seems like they've never been on a date before.
Yeah.
He's trying to get in Netflix and chill quickie.
Totally.
And she wants like a more substantial date. And just because your first date is not gonna be, you know, a date, Ben and Jerry's in my apartment in pajamas, doesn't mean that you need to push for necessarily, you know, the full dinner. And personally, I usually do dinners on a first date. And like, that's why I've had to slow down my dating a little, because I don't plan shitty dates. If I'm gonna plan a really good date, I'm gonna put all my effort in. And sometimes it takes a little while to know, especially, you know, when you're in Manhattan, an expensive city on a budget with a million amazing things and shows for hundreds of dollars a ticket you could do, that this girl's worth that. And sometimes that takes maybe just drinks or maybe some just hanging out. And it doesn't mean that she needs to sleep with him because he comes over to some Ben and Jerry's. They could just sit down and have a nice conversation.
They could do, but he's predatory.
He is predatory,
that
number
is one. That's predatory.
But I don't think any guy, I mean, unless the guy's completely out of his fucking mind, would text that aggressively if he had not slept with a girl before and felt comfortable.
Obviously a lot smoother than that. But if you did like a girl, she didn't have you come over, but she was trying to suggest something more in daylight and you liked her, you would throw out another time?
We like her in daylight is what you're saying.
Yeah, so let's go for a walk on a Saturday or let's get coffee and walk in the park.
Right.
I think you see the forest through the trees in that and you're like, this girl does want to hang out with me.
Yeah.
So then you shut up, you stop texting
and
you plan a proper opportunity. She's made
It's a little bit like when it's like a referee in a football game, right? The referee's made a decision, all the screaming and shouting is not going to change their mind.
Want to play 21 questions? Sure, ha ha. Okay, you first.
That's terrifying.
It was your idea. You go first. Fine. How many guys have you kissed?
Who even knows that?
I don't know. She writes back, I won't tell you. He writes back, haha, you know me too well. And she writes, if you could travel anywhere in the world, where would you go? Probably Ireland, so I could connect with my roots. Ha ha.
Great answer.
My turn. Would you ever send nudes? So, smooth. What do you guys think? What's your take?
No.
Really laying the groundwork.
Car
like
crash.
30 seconds.
If he's trying to be funny, it's pretty funny.
No, I don't
but
think
if he's
he
being
was...
serious, then...
I think well, he was like, it was to taking honest, too the, long for the small
where
talk.
Where do these guys come from?
The voices
they're
threw
everywhere.
Me off. I don't know.
What?
By the way, they're everywhere.
These are terrible.
Tell your friends.
Oh my God.
Girls, I gotta kind of look at the camera here. These are terrible.
Yeah, terrible.
And if a guy is texting you like this,
move on.
Find another
on.
Guy.
Yeah.
This is quick.
What
sorry,
to,
I got
oh,
really.
No, it's great, but what if the ratio of men to women...
Can we cut that part out?
If this is like the first time they're meeting or the first time they start to talk to each other and he's already coming in with this kind of immature shit,
yeah.
You know, this is when he's showing you the best of him. If this is his best, then move on.
Wait, what was her response to the nudes question?
She just didn't respond.
Yeah. She just sent a picture. She just sent him a picture of a dick.
That would be the reverse dick pic?
Yeah.
When actually, that's great. If a guy asks you to send nudes,
send a picture of a dick. Yeah.
Send him a dick.
Done. Pic. You heard it here first.
There's no anticipation. I want the anticipation to build. And it's going to be, I'd prefer that I'd want her. I want her to say no.
Do you act in that fashion?
No.
So what does that look like?
I wouldn't even kiss on the first date. I want her to be thinking about it. I want her to think, when's he gonna kiss me?
So you don't do anything on the first date?
No, maybe a kiss, but maybe, but most of the time, no, because I want her to really want it.
Until date two, or what is? And how long is this?
Then date two. I mean, it depends on the girl. If I like her or not. If I really like her, then you know, maybe give her a kiss on the second date. But I want to push. I don't want her to give herself up to me that easy.
But what if she wants to?
She gotta wait.
I dated a girl long term that I slept with on the first date. I've dated a girl long term that made me wait months, literally months.
Which one do you think about more?
That's a loaded question. But I think if you have this amazing time, and sometimes a day can be 6 or 8 hours and turn this marathon thing.
Is that when you have sex or when you don't?
Well, a lot of guys agree with you. And if you sleep with a girl on the first date, they don't call her again. I don't personally feel that way, because I think if you have this like, amazing, total connection.
Then why not wait? Why not wait?
Because you're like right there.
I know, but you can
be dead tomorrow.
It's nice to let it wait, because then all you can think about is the next day is like, oh, I want her so bad. It's like,
but do you just say that to like get laid more? Like when guys are like, oh, I'm gonna be vulnerable, and like I think
I don't
sometimes,
say this. I just don't put it on the table.
I don't disagree with you. My move is not general. If I care about a girl, my move is not always first date sex.
Listen, let's say you've had that 7 or 8 hour date, and the girl's amazing. She's beautiful, and you're like, oh my God, this girl's amazing. And she says to you, you gotta wait. It's gonna drive you crazy, right?
And is that a game?
To be clear, that's fine. That's great. It will drive me crazy. But in the situation after 8 hours that we're just like making out in the fucking elevator up to the apartment and we can't keep our hands off each other,
I know.
In those situations, that's fine too.
But this is a program. This is a program for women, right? And if these women wanna have just a hookup, that's fine.
Damn right.
Right?
And Brett's number is?
If they really like a guy and they actually want to have a long-term relationship, the guy will respect you and want you more if you make him wait.
Okay, here's a question.
Totally advisable not to sleep with someone on the first date. However, I think if you do, girls on watching the show shouldn't freak out and think that nothing will ever substance it.
Right.
Let me just make this point, though. If that's what you guys want...
It's not a deal breaker.
Then don't hook up with the girl to that extent either. Like, why give her mixed messages if you secretly don't want her to sleep with you?
Because it's almost a test, right? for a lot of guys.
Not, so do you think that's fair?
Not for me. It's almost like not for me. Once again,
is that fair though to the girl that you're giving that you're trying to sleep with her?
Aren't
but
first
then you're
dates?
Like,
and
I want you to try to not sleep with me back because I would say like
it.
You more.
Aren't first dates kind of like a test and an interview anyway though?
Yeah, of course they are.
That was pretty good.
I'm just gonna tell you guys. Tell all your friends, okay? If you want a girl that's so respectable that's gonna wait and all the things, then you guys wait too because it is definitely a contradiction if. It's a test where, like, you're going to see as far as you can go, and that's good for you. And if she goes that far, then you're like, oh, not as interested.
First dates sort of, like, are a test. Like when I'm on first dates, a lot of girls ask about work. And I think, and this could just be a generalization, and I'm you know, in New York City, though, they ask about work, and they kind of are coming up with, like, a number in their head of what they feel like you make. Based off the question that they would ask, right? I mean, you guys find this as well?
And where so, are you like, guys finding your dates?
I mean, women like care about sort of your status, and they check those things in dates. And
not what men, if they have their own things going on?
I love that. I only date things that have your girls.
What kind of things are you dating?
We definitely need to edit that.
Now I'd like to cue our special correspondent, Anita Mann, who is our woman on the street getting daily PSAs from men all around the world. Hi. What's your name?
My name's Mike.
Mike, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
So what's something that every girl should know?
If a girl is flirting with your guy at a bar, restaurant, anywhere, I would not take that personally. I would take that as a compliment that your boyfriend's hot. And, you know, if you have confidence in yourself and you're secure enough in yourself and you have trust in the relationship, then I think you're all set.
Now, what if a guy asked the waitress's name? Is that, like, kind of annoying and cheesy?
That's fucked up. Yeah.
Looking good. Nice lid.
Looking better than I did when I came in here, thanks to Wally over here.
So. You're an artist and a magician. No offense.
Don't try to bring your old experiences into something new. Because, you know, everybody got experiences. They might have some bad ones, and they might, you know, look at this new guy or this new interest and... you know, kind of relate it to the old experiences. Don't do that. Just take it as something fresh, something new.
Do you have a usual type?
No.
I think a lot of girls don't realize that how they're acting and how they're being perceived is not how they want to be perceived or is not matching what their internal intentions are. And that creates difficult situations when you're not acting the way you internally feel about someone. Well, but also if you're being flirtatious when you're not interested in somebody or you're not showing interest when you are, just make sure that your outward expression matches your internal feelings. That's all.
Great.
Don't try to make sure they're separate because sometimes when you make they're separate, it creates confusing situations.
What's something every girl should know?
Any guy is very simple. It comes down to basically a few things. Food, sleep, and intimacy.
Food, sleep, and intimacy. In what order?
Oh, man. I'd probably say food.
Okay. Food, intimacy, sleep?
Yeah, pretty much.
What about sports?
Yes, that's a bonus, I would say. But as far as the hierarchy of what's most important, I would say those three things are definitely on the top.
And now, on to the safest and most consensual part of the show, just the tips. So what's your one tip for all the ladies of the world to know?
So
starting with
fireworks.
Naturally.
So just like when a guy goes out and you see him out there with his friends and he approaches you, you can kind of tell this guy's out just trying to get laid. You know, he just wants to get in my pants. Well, when you go out and you meet a guy and you're like, have all of a sudden in your head all of these ideas of like your whole future together and like, is this guy husband worthy or not? We could tell that right away too, you know? So if you want to be able to build a relationship with somebody and start off dating, do it from a like level playing field. Don't have any expectations in your head because expectations are really going to be the mother of, you know, all of your upset and stress and anger and angst that you're going to feel from this relationship.
Big fan of giving guys a chance for a second date. So first dates, as I've said multiple times, are not the greatest. They're sort of awkward. Okay, it's not like a personal story, bro. But I have a lot of friends that are good dudes, and maybe they don't have the best first date. You'd be surprised how many great girls I know actually do not end up with the guys that they deserve to be with because they didn't give this guy a second date. You get to know a lot about a person after two times.
I
would give you a third date, man. That accent alone.
Stop
you guys
it.
Wanna...
You can sleep with guys on the first date, second date if you want to. But if you really want a relationship, then I would make the guy wait until you're ready. So I would keep your knickers on.
Guys, thanks for joining us in the mail room. Ladies, we have a lot more mail to go through next time. See you then. Cheers.